recent U.S. and allied NATO military buildup in Eastern Europe, to the extent where there are simultaneously, or practically so, three major war games occurring, so-called saber strike, which is occurring in the greater Baltic region, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Germany, the Baltics operation, BALTOPS, an annual military exercise of some scope, which includes 100 warplanes and warships, as well as a submarine, and an exercise in the including in parts of Sweden called Arctic Challenge within the Arctic Circle, which includes 115 warplanes. So what we're seeing is not only the permanent shift or deployment of U.S. And other NATO military hardware to basically the entire western periphery of Russia, that is Norway, the Baltic states, to a degree even Finland, Poland, then across in the Black Sea and Bulgaria and Romania. We're seeing a massive buildup by the U.S. And other NATO forces, clearly, incontrovertibly, aimed at Russia. As a matter of fact, statements have emanated recently during the saber strike war games yesterday or the preceding day. A Polish defense or military official, I'm not sure which now, issued a pretty provocative statement saying the post-World War II period of peace is over. I don't know how else to construe that statement but to suggest we're now at war, that is, that Europe is at war again for the first time since the end of the Second World War. Other statements have been made by NATO officials that the current buildup in Eastern Europe is the largest since the end of the Cold War. And these statements reflect reality. This is, in fact, what's going on. The U.S. has managed, through the mechanism of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, to establish permanent military installations, in many cases taking over air bases that could be used for strategic strikes against Russia, two in Poland, one in Lithuania, one in Estonia, and elsewhere. The U.S. has acquired at least 9 military bases in Bulgaria and Romania and the western part of the eastern part of the Black Sea, including at least 3 major air bases. And this is what's been going on gradually since and incrementally since NATO expansion began in 1999, but has been intensified with a vengeance in recent months, to the point where the world truly ought to be alarmed, not just Europe, but the world ought to be alarmed, because what we are talking about, as the Russian President Putin mentioned yesterday at an event, when he signaled that Russia is going to develop 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles, is that we have a situation fraught with the potential of a direct military conflict between the world's two major nuclear powers. A story you've acquainted me with is that the U.S. is now trying to build up defenses against potential cruise missile attacks from Russia and perhaps other countries. So that we now see the kind of talk we haven't heard since the most dangerous period of the Cold War, even with missile threats and nuclear missile threats between the world's two major nuclear powers. And this is all entirely attributable, in my opinion, and because I believe that Ukraine is simply the pretense and not the genuine cause. It is all attributable to the fact that the U.S. has, in the post-Cold War period, expanded, ultimately on a global scale, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization as the first instance in history of a global military alliance, one that we have to recall not only has expanded from 16 to 28 members in the post-Cold War period, but which now takes in as many as 50 military partners, so that we're talking collectively almost half the nations in the world are either full members of NATO or partners in various capacities. So that the threat posed by the post-Cold War revival and expansion of NATO cannot be overestimated. It has the potential, quite literally, to lead our planet and its people towards the worst catastrophe in history, which would be a nuclear war.